The CDC says it's the first national study to document comparisons between housing status and smoking. Researchers found 20% of adults in multi-unit buildings smoked. For adults in single-family homes, it was 14%. Donna Wininski is with the American Lung Association in Wisconsin.
That's why we work so hard to develop voluntary smoke-free policies in apartment complexes, because you're really pretty vulnerable if you live in an apartment and you keep a smoke-free policy in your own living quarters.
The study found even if apartment dwellers didn't smoke or allow others to, 34% were still exposed to secondhand smoke from their neighbors. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.